Om Shanti. Warm welcome to everyone here today. Maybe you want to sit some closer to the stage. Yes? And we also welcome those who are watching and listening us online. And sister, I'm also delighted to introduce our sister Judy Johnson. She has prepared a wonderful gift for us, a workshop titled The Bestower Uses the Best in Me. The wonderful topic, isn't it? Yeah. So, Sister Judy has been with Baba for over 30 years. She runs a center in Halifax. It's a small city in the east coast of Canada, and also it's the first place that Baba ever came in the Americas. As a spiritual facilitator and experienced educator, Sister Judy supports Baba's service through workshops, talks, and international retreats like Peace of Mind, Inner Peace and Inner Power. And also, she is a published author of multiple books. So, Sister Judy is a real Baba's treasure. And personally, I experienced Sister Judy as a supportive, deeply supportive and encouraging soul. So, Sister Judy, the stage is yours, and thank you. Well, warm welcome. Over to you.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Raisavan. Lovely introduction. Can we make sure that translation's working? So, can I see if Vietnam can hear me? Yay! Okay. How about Poland? Yay! Okay. How about Russia? Wonderful. Okay, some French maybe? Who have we got? Thai. There we go. Our Thai family, wonderful. And I think that's it. Who else is up there? Portuguese? No, Spanish. How is the Spanish translation? Is it coming? Vivian, you don't need Spanish. No. But others? Do we have Spanish? No, I don't. See, we do. There we go. Is it working? Anybody here receiving Spanish? Wonderful. Okay. Always best to do that to start. So, welcome everyone, and happy Holi, and welcome to those of you online. I know Pandabhavan, those who are staying in Pandabhavan cannot get here for the workshop because it's Holi and we're not to be on the roads traveling today. So if you're in Pandabhavan, welcome. And of course to our whole family around the world who might be listening to this in a different time zone, time and place. So as Raisavan said, I'm Sister Judy. I live in the eastern part of Canada, the Atlantic Ocean area, which is full of lighthouses. And it's also a place of healthcare and universities. The little city where I live, Halifax, has 500,000 people and 5 tertiary care hospitals and 4 major universities. Tiny little place, but people come from everywhere to be there. So it's known as a place of healing and learning, which is interesting. That fits our little family very nicely, the Halifax family. And I'm wearing this beautiful, bright flower. Can you all see it? Yeah, because it's holy. So there's my splash of color. But also, actually, it's in honor of the Russian sisters who made by hand 600 of these flowers for the integrated retreat. And we all got one. And I'm wearing it every day in honor of their loving effort that they made. And you know, when I put it on, it's funny, there were white ones and light pink, and somehow this bright one is the one I received. And I was thinking on Holy today, how much more vibrant our color has to be today in the world, right? Like if you just are putting a pale pink color of virtue or Baba's, you know, energy on the world, they might not notice. But Holy, maybe it's a memorial of how bright the color must be in a world that is becoming so, so dark. So in honor of Holy, a bright color for today. And we will be using the metaphor of color today in this workshop. I was asked to do a workshop, not a talk. So I've brought for you four different reflective activities, useful to use in your own centers, but for you to do today for yourself, you will also get the benefit. And there, each of them is designed to be a catalyst, to awaken something in you, a feeling, a realization, an insight, and a color in the soul. Because the title today is, I think it's, The Bestower Uses the Best in Us. Is that it? Yeah, The Bestower Uses or Bestows Through the Best in Us. So I was asked to stay with the bestower theme. And in October, we did a workshop called Being as Bestowing, which was really fun. So we're always playing with this title. So today, it's The Bestower Uses the Best in Me. So you will need paper and pen for this workshop. And I think Raisa has got extra papers if needed and crayons. Is that correct, Raisa Ben? We have a box of crayons and we have all of the papers if needed for those who do not have. So we will need those nearby. Thank you. So maybe thank you. We can just put it at the front here and anybody who needs can come and get at any point if you need paper. So, yeah, just leave them here maybe, right? Set on the little table there and then people can come as they need. Thank you so much. So, ready? Workshop? Okay? Yeah? Reflective activities? I see Rosie Ben also has a flower. She got colored. Okay. So, I'm going to, you know, sit wherever you like. It's nice for the person at front to have you close by, but I also really respect, you know, space. So whatever space you need to be in your own reflective world, that's great. Yeah, sit where you would like. So Suresh Bhai, I'm going to take this off and use this. Hope that's okay. So as everybody gets settled in, we're going to begin with a warm-up activity. So you will need one crayon, only one crayon each, one color each, and one piece of paper. And this is for later, this activity, so no rush. You can come at any point. So I'm going to invite you all to stand up. This is trouble for translation, I know. But if you can stand up, please. And I'm going to ask you to turn to your right, which for me is like this, but for you is like that. Right? So turn this way, everybody. All right, so we can wait, please, for that. That's later. Yeah, just to have here for people to get if they need. Thank you. All right, and I'm going to ask you now to take three big steps forward, as big as you can. One, two,
3. Okay? Okay? So now you should be far from where you were sitting. Are you far? A little bit far. Okay, 3 big steps. Okay, now if you can turn around and you see your chair, you see where it is, right? I am going to ask you to return to your chair, but I'm going to time you. I'm going to invite you to take 1 full minute to return to your seat. Okay, not yet. You understand? Take 1 full minute to go back home to where you were sitting. Okay, we begin now. Seconds. Seconds. 5. Are you back to your seat? Almost? Okay, sit down. You can sit down then. Okay, so how was that? You made it okay? No problem. Reflection question. During that 1 minute, what came up inside of you? What happened inside of you? Thoughts, feelings? Just take a moment to reflect. And was it the best of you or the worst of you? Or both? So what came up in you during that 1 minute return to your chair? Thoughts and feelings. And was it the best in you? Or not? Or a mix? Okay, so what came up? Did anyone experience a little impatience or frustration or irritation? Yes, honest hand at the back. Okay, very good. Yeah, others experience calm, patience, space, introversion? Hands up. And did anyone experience both? A bit of a mix. A little bit of both. Okay. None of them. What did you experience, Hans? Planning intellect. So you were somewhere else doing something. Planning your steps. Okay, very good. You were counting your steps and planning your way back. You were planning your pacing so you could arrive at the right time. So you were being very accurate. So that would be the best in you? Okay, very good. Okay, so a mix for most of us. Okay, so how does this relate to what Baba can use in us over the length of the confluence age? Typically, he's able to use whatever stage we're in, correct? If we're irritated and frustrated, chances are people are getting that vibration from us, yes? And if we are peaceful, calm, accurate, patient, then people are getting that vibration. So which one can Baba use? Usually the best, right? The best in us. But have you had the experience that the best in you is being used and you don't even notice. Have you had that experience? As an instrument. The Baba gives something to somebody or offers an experience to them, something beneficial, something positive, and you were not even aware it was happening. Have you had that experience? Yes, many have had that experience. Yeah. And often it's that which is so natural to us that we're not even making effort. Right? Baba can just naturally use that part of us. Yeah? So, of course, our journey of the confluence age is that only the best is showing. Only the best is left. Right? And that's our complete, full 16 degrees, celestial degrees, our Karmateet stage and our angel stage. As Sister Mohini has been speaking about us being, we're all angels, but some are baby angels, and some are adult angels, right? Grown up. So more and more, we would be having the experience of Baba using the best in us, and more, we would be having the experience of our vision of ourselves transforming. We also are beginning to see the best in ourselves. Are you having this experience? More and more? That's the aim. Sometimes we have to be very attentive, very subtle to watch for it. So the purpose of this workshop will be to see and honor the best in you. And then we'll maybe do a little cleaning of the leftover rubbish that Ravan has left. Okay? So see and honor the best in you, the way Baba sees and uses. And then to clean a little bit of what Ravan has left. That's what we'll do for this workshop, okay? All right. So let's begin with a little reflection. In your notebook, you can draw a very small cycle. Just a small in the corner. We're not going to color this. It's just more a reminder. A small cycle with the diamond age at the top. So just draw a small cycle in the corner of your page. And I'm going to ask you three reflection questions inspired by the cycle. And this is adapted from our National Coordinator Retreat, which was quite wonderful. So the first question, if you can you see this pink line? You can see the pink line at the start of the Diamond Age? That line is this birth in this body before I met Baba. Okay, so same body, different birth. Pre-Brahman birth, but same body. So the first question is for this time period. And the first question, very simply, is what best qualities did you have before meeting Baba? So in that last birth before your Brahman birth, same body, what were the best qualities you still had in you before meeting Baba? And just be silent in your mind and let 3, 4, 5 qualities emerge and write them down.
Okay. Second question now is inside the Diamond Age. And this question is, what attracted you to Baba? And what continues to attract you to Baba and to this Brahman life? Okay, so that's question number two. What are the qualities that attracted you to Baba and continue to attract you to this Brahman life? Okay, and now the third question. I'd like you to take the qualities before Baba, and I'd like you to go all the way back around the cycle, or go forward into the Golden Age. But I'd like you to imagine, to visualize and to feel what these qualities would look like and feel like in their purest form, soaked in divine energy. So I'll ask the question again. You take the answer to question number one. Yeah? And you reflect all the way back 5,000 years to the Golden Age, or you look forward to the Golden Age and visualize, imagine, feel. What would these qualities look like, feel like in their purest form? Soaked, saturated in divine energy. Just take a couple of minutes and write anything that comes to mind for you and just fill it in anywhere you like. Om Shanti. So, if you would like to share any realization with somebody sitting nearby, please go ahead. Now is the next 5, 6, 7 minutes just to share with somebody anything from those three questions. And if you'd like to stay in your own space and write some more, that's fine also. But we'll leave the next 5 minutes for you to chat with somebody nearby and share anything from those questions. So, enough time? Was that enough time to share? Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you just out of curiosity, when you sat to feel the pure nature, the pure quality in its pure form, was it different than the current expression? Yeah, it was different, right? But it was the same, it's like it's the same quality but with a little edge on it before meeting Baba, and then the edge comes off and it's the pure essence of that quality for the Golden Age. Was this true? Could you see that some aspect, some part of the best of you before you met Baba is actually carrying over to the Golden Age, yeah, in its purest form? So it doesn't look the same, doesn't feel the same, and yet sense is the same, correct?
Because of course we've carried that quality through the entire cycle, haven't we? Yeah. So I would like you to circle 3 to 5 qualities that you have written, because we're going to start gathering or collecting the best of you. So circle 3 or 5, I actually did 6, but that's okay, of the qualities during those reflective questions that reflect the best qualities, the ones you love the most. I'm not saying you have them fully, but I'm saying the ones you love the most. Okay? So circle those 5. Okay, and we will begin gathering best qualities in each activity we do. No, from any, question 1, 2, or 3, any of the qualities you wrote down from questions 1, 2, or 3, circle 5 you like the best. And you may see that they're the same thing, only different word, but choose 5. 3 to 5. So your answers to question 1, 2, and 3, from all of those qualities, select 5 that you like the most. It's like we're shopping now. Shopping. Shop for the best qualities. Okay, great. Okay, and keep those close, because we will use them later. But right now, we're going to do another activity, another reflective exercise. Each one we'll add together to the end. And you need a piece of paper that you can fold in 3, which is why we have extra paper at the front, or rip a page from your notebook, that's fine. And you're just going to fold it into 3 columns, like this. So we brought extra paper. Hilda, maybe take one for Victoria? Yeah. So either out of your notebook or come and get a page at the front and fold it in 3. Yeah, perfect. It could be a small page. It can be a big page. Doesn't matter. It just needs to be a freestanding page, hands-free page. So you can fold it in 3. Like this. So we have 3 columns, like an accordion or a fan. And a crayon is for later, not now. But if you're here, take 1 crayon back with you, sure. But that's for later, don't worry. So long landscape, like this. 3 columns. Okay. And on the first column, I'm going to invite you. There we go. I'm going to invite you to write the names of 5 people who are significant in your life right now. The names of 5 people who are significant in your life. Notice the word significant is neither positive nor negative. It could be either. So it could be someone in your world who is, you know, who you spend a lot of time thinking about in a negative way, perhaps. It could be somebody who's very close. It could be service companions. It could be companions at work. It could be Laukic family, Alaukic. But just choose five people, five relationships, five people who are significant in your life right now, in this phase of your life. Okay, so the people that maybe you see the most or have the most interaction with, and just write their names in the first column. So five people. And you can number them 1, 2, not in order, just so that it's easy to keep track. Okay, you have your five, and this is private, so you won't show, and I am not going to show you. But the next column then, you are going to write the qualities you admire about them. Okay? So in the middle column, you could draw almost a line across. So what are the positive qualities of this person? What do you admire in this person? The qualities you see and you like. Okay? Positive qualities in each of these five. Okay, another minute for those that are still writing. And no limit to the qualities. I mean, 3 to 5 qualities is good. 2 is probably not enough, but that's okay. It's if you just have 2 per person. But 3 to 5 is good. And if you have more, that's fine too, but stick to 3 to 5 for each person. Ready? Yeah? Everyone ready? Anyone need a little more time? A little more time? So about another 30 seconds. Nice Mansa Seva doing this, actually, isn't it? Just thinking of them and beautiful. Okay. So now the last column. So you should have something that looks a bit like this, right? Just a bunch of qualities. Okay, so the last column. Tricky, how do we say this? I put a negative at the top, but it's the qualities in them that cause a negative reaction in you. Let's be clear. Okay? So the qualities in them that cause a negative reaction in you. Okay? So, yeah. We know they're not their qualities. They might be Ravan's qualities. Who knows? But just think about the qualities that maybe cause some kind of a trigger for you. And only 1 or 2. You don't need 5 for each person. That would undo all the beautiful energy we just sent them. Okay.
Now, if you have finished, you can look at both lists of qualities and circle any common qualities. So in the positive qualities, you have many, many qualities on this page, but just see, are there any common things that you seem to admire in people or you like? And then anything that's common or repeat in the negative as well. Okay, so just circle them. There might be some common themes. Okay, done? So your page looks a bit like this. Got circles everywhere. All right. So now, if you can take this full piece of paper, and I'll invite you to fold back the first column. So we no longer see names. We only see qualities, qualities, qualities. Okay? Fold back that first column. So only visible are the qualities. Now I'd like you to look at those qualities. And I'd like to thank our brother Thor from Iceland, who's no longer with us, but who created this exercise many years ago. Looking at how our relationships are a really good mirror to see ourselves. So is it possible that all of these qualities are in you? Page. Is it possible that all of these qualities are in you? I'm seeing some nodding. I'm seeing some definitely. I'm seeing some, oh no. Oh no. Could this be true? So what does this tell you about you? Look at some of those qualities. And Baba said recently in the Murli, very, very clearly, that the negative ones are not yours, correct? Who do they belong to? Ravan. So those are not me. Those are not mine. But they may be in me, correct? That's what Baba means by alloy. They may be in me, but not me. Yeah? But the first column, have a look at the first column, please, and add any to your five. Remember these five qualities that we did? We're now going to gather five more. They may be different, they may be the same, but I would like you to collect from this column five qualities that would be actually the best qualities in you. So five that you like from that first column. Okay? So circle those and add those on your page off to the side. Five more qualities. Okay? Take a minute to do that now. And if they're the same, great. If you have new ones, also great. So if you can fold back that negative column, so all you're left with is a column of positive qualities. This is the beauty of having a page we can fold. They have now disappeared. And we only see the beautiful qualities that we admire in others. And we know that what we admire in others, what we see in others, is because it activates that quality in me. I must have it myself in order for me to see it and appreciate it in others, right? And probably that's why we like to be with these people, is because we experience our own qualities when with them, our own positive qualities, right? So you have added to your list? Okay, we're now going to work, in a minute we're going to work with this negative list. But right now, just for a couple of minutes, any realizations that come for you about your relationships and about Baba using your best in your relationships, because we all live in relationships all day, every day. It is our life on the family path. Any realizations about yourself and about how Baba is using the best qualities in you? So just take a couple of minutes on your own and write any realizations from exercise around the positive qualities in your relationships. Okay? And when you're done writing, if we can just take a moment, I don't know if traffic control will play or if we missed it, but we just take a moment to appreciate the gift of these qualities. So basically, we're going to Baba and we're saying, Baba, thank you for these. Somehow these are still in me and I'm seeing them, I'm activating them in others, and they're activating in me. Let's just take a moment of silence with Baba and hold these qualities in deep appreciation. Shanti. So for the next 5 minutes, share anything you would like to share, any realization from that activity with the person next to you or nearby, if you would like. Okay? So just the next 5 minutes for any sharing if you would like. Otherwise, continue writing on your own. But if you would like, chat with somebody nearby, the same person, if you would like, or someone different. Any realization from that activity? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So welcome back. How were your conversations? Good? Good? Yeah. How were your conversations? Good? Yeah. All right. Nice conversation? Yeah, very good. Okay. All right. So what are we going to do with this?
What are we going to do with this? Remember, this session is about the bestower uses the best in me, and this for sure is not the best, correct? Yeah. But we know it's not mine, right? We know this is Ravan's. This is not mine. This is not me, but it is in me. Correct? It's different. It's not me, but it's in me. And very often, because we are so we actually believe it is me, we are not able to really look at it. In today's blessing, Baba said, you must know the many forms of Ravan. Don't think about your weakness, but know the many forms of Ravan. So what's the difference? Very often, because we think it is me, these negative qualities, I think about it all the time. I think about it as my weakness all the time. But I don't actually look at it in detail, see how it operates, because it's too painful. I can't. So I'm doing the opposite of what Baba says. I'm thinking about my weakness all the time, but I'm not actually really understanding the many forms of Ravan and how they operate in me. You see the difference? Yeah, because we're a bit nervous. It's too uncomfortable to look at it closely because I still believe it's me. It's my weakness. It's not. It's Ravan's legacy. It's Ravan's baggage left in me, the soul. And I am now wanting to get rid of this baggage. Right? I am not taking this with me. So we're going to do a clean the heart exercise right now. And you're going to use what's on this column. Okay? Whatever you wrote here. You might have two or three different ones, as I do, but, you know, open one door, the others come rushing in, so they're all very connected to each other. And I'm going to invite you on a clean piece of paper, it can be in your notebook, to draw a heart. And big enough that it's at the center of your page, but leave some space around it. So not too tiny and not too big. Sort of a mid-size heart, if you can draw on a page in your notebook. And I'm going to ask you to think about this column, these qualities. And now that we know, of course, we're only triggered because that's in us as well. We're going to write about these because they are not the best of me and they are still in me. But we're going to write about them like one continuous, non-stop scribble. Scribble means fast writing, okay? So not perfect writing because these qualities are messy, right? So we're just going to write, and we're going to write messy. And we're going to write so that we fill our heart, and we're going to write over top of the writing. Can you see the picture on the screen? Enormously freeing to write over top of your writing. So when you look at it, you cannot understand anything. Because really it's just a mess of energy in the soul. Okay, so we don't want to be neat and tidy because Ravan is not neat and tidy. Ravan is very messy, okay? We are going to write, but what we're going to write for the next probably 3 or 4 minutes, and I think Suresh Bhai will give us some gentle music in the background, probably for about 4 minutes, we're going to write nonstop, and I want you to write everything you know about these qualities. Everything you know about how they operate in you, the effect they have on you, the effect they have on other people, what it looks like, what you look like when these qualities are active in you, I would like you to write when they get triggered, but what it looks like, how they operate within you, the impact on you, so how you feel, and the impact they have on others. So you're going to write everything you know about this. As Bubba said in today's blessing, you must know the many forms of Ravan. Know your enemy, right? Know it well. So is that clear what you're going to do? You're just going to write and write and write and write and write and change the direction and write over top of your writing so you're left with something you don't understand, you cannot read, but it's out. Clear? Okay, 4 minutes. Let's begin. Go. Okay, about another 30, 40 seconds. Hopefully your heart looks really messy and you can't read anything. Then you're on track. Yeah, okay, keep writing, get it all out. Every last thing you know about how this quality operates in you, get it out. Coming until it's all filled in the heart. Anyone need another little bit of time or okay? Okay, to end there? Okay, take a deep breath in. How do you feel after doing that? Do you feel okay? Do you feel lighter? Do you feel like out? 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 Okay. All right. Let's take this messy heart and let's put it on our lap and let's just give it to Baba for a minute. Show Baba your heart as it looks with this messy Ravan's quality in it. We want to be free from this quality. We want this to go. We no longer want this in our heart. We no longer want this form of Ravan to operate in us. And we are going to color ourselves now with Baba's qualities. With Baba's company. Imagine Baba's light shining into your heart and absolutely dissolving this mess. Baba's pure energy filling your heart with such beauty, such color, that this mess disappears. If you have a crayon in your lap, I invite you now to color over your heart. Just color it. Color it over with that crayon. It's symbolic, but significant. Just color it over until
I'm just imagining Baba is coloring my heart with his company. So if you do have a crayon, just color it over that mess. And how does that feel? Feels better, right? Feels good? Okay, it's symbolic, but you can still feel it, right? You can still feel it. We've colored it over now with a color. Okay, color as hard as you can. It might still show a little bit underneath, but that's okay. Putting Baba's color, the color of Baba's company, on your heart. Okay, everyone got? And how does that feel? Good, huh? Good. Yeah, we've begun the process. Very good. All right. So we're going to do one more step. I'm going to show you a series of pictures here, and I'm going to ask you to pick a picture that you like. Pick a picture from all of these pictures that you like. Okay? There's 2, 4, 6, 7 pictures there. Everyone pick one. Do you have one? Mm-hmm. Now, I did not have 400 copies of those pictures. I only have 20. So, I'm going to ask you to imagine that the picture that you selected is in your hand in a little paper form. I'm going to ask you to put it over top of your heart. Just like that. Put it over top. Whatever picture you picked, just imagine you have it in your hand. Just put it right over top of your heart. We're going to glue it on there so it sticks. Okay? And then I'm going to ask you to write around your heart on the outside. Why did you pick this picture? What do you like about it? Okay? And if it's easier for you to turn the page over and write on the back, that's fine too. But I'd like you to write somewhere about it. And just free write for the next minute or so. What do you like about that picture? And then you can turn to the person next to you and do a bit of a show and tell. Tell them which picture you selected and why, what you like about it, okay? So just turn to the person next to you and share what picture did you pick. And why? What do you like about it? Elizabeth, go ahead. You can be 3. Go. Okay, the pictures are gone. Sorry about that. I don't know how to get them back. All right. So just check inside yourself right now. How do you feel? Check inside yourself right now. How do you feel? Good? Okay, Russian's just putting their headphones on. Check inside yourself now. How do you feel? Good? Feel good? The picture? And what you like about it? Okay. Circle 3 to 5 qualities in what you have written.
So whatever you wrote about that picture that you like, circle 3 to 5 qualities from what you have written. So again, we're gathering qualities. We're gathering the best in me. And what do those qualities have to do, in other words, how do they relate to what's written inside the heart, that mess? What do the 3 or 5 qualities you just circled, how do they relate to what's written in that mess? This is a realization moment for you. So compare those qualities that you loved and what you saw in this picture. How do they relate to what you have written inside the heart? Take a moment and just see what is the relationship between those two. Are you seeing a connection? Is it possible that those qualities are the antidote? The medicine to cure the mess that's in there? Is it possible? Antidote? All right. So we know this is Baba's method with us, right? Baba uses a redirection strategy. Yes, you have that mess in your heart. That is alloy. That is Ravan. It is not you. This is you. Pay attention to this. Okay? Don't pay attention to pay attention to this. Can you see this? I'm trying to show you this. Do you see this? This is Baba's strategy, right? A redirection strategy. He redirects our attention to what's beautiful in the soul. Right? That's all it is. So slowly, my vision of myself begins to transform. I begin to see the best in me the way Baba sees the best in me. Right? I have to deal with the mess. It is still there. But I am not that. And the antidote is in what I am. Correct? The antidote are the qualities that are already there within me. So our job, of course, is to stay focused, to keep our attention on the best that is in me, on the perfect form that has always been within me, right from the beginning of the cycle, right to the end. And I need to keep my eye on that, because that's what Baba can use. That's what Baba is using all the time, even when I'm not paying attention. Sometimes, even when I am wallowing, meaning jumped into the dark negative energy of my own weakness, and am stubbornly thinking about that and only that, even then, Baba will use the best qualities in me. Have you found? It's amazing. He's amazing. Yeah? All right. So now you should have about 15 qualities written on your page. Right? 3 to 5 from this activity. 3 to 5 from this activity. And 3 to 5 from our folding activity. Look at the list of qualities you have written and select the 5 that are your best qualities. 5. Okay? So you wrote many, many qualities. Select 5 that are the best for you. Okay, you have five?
And this will be the last, the closure activity for this session. Everyone has five? Five qualities. Yeah? Okay. So Suresh Bhai will maybe play some gentle music for us in a moment, in a moment. I'm going to invite you now. We just had Shivani Ben in Canada with us. And you know, she really loves to get people to do affirmations. And I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with affirmations because it was something I did before coming to Baba and it didn't really work. But Shivani really restored my faith in these affirmations because she kept saying, it doesn't matter if you believe it. Just say it. Just write it. And slowly what happens is you begin to rewire your own thinking. And you begin not so much to believe it, but you begin to see it. Because, you know, believing is seeing. It's not the other way around. It's not seeing is believing. If I believe something, I will see it. No question. If I don't believe something, I won't see it. So believing is seeing. So I'm going to invite you to do a writing exercise, and you're going to write five affirmations for yourself. And each affirmation you will write three times so that it becomes a little repeat, okay, like an affirmation. And you can take this with you and do this every morning after Amrit Vela when you have your cup of chai. It's a wonderful exercise I've been doing since Shivani Ben has been with us in Halifax, and I love it. I just love it. It makes me feel really good between Amrit Vela and going to Murli class. So here is the sentence. The sentence looks like this. Baba bestows, and then there's a blank space. And I'm putting one of my qualities in that space. So Baba bestows kindness through me. That's one of my five affirmations. So you will write your five qualities in this sentence. So you will write one sentence. Baba bestows one quality through me. And then the second sentence, Baba bestows another quality. In my case, it will be honesty. So you write your five qualities, but each time in the same sentence. So you will write three times, Baba bestows kindness through me. Baba bestows kindness through me. Baba bestows kindness through me. Three times. And then you move to your next quality and write it three times. Okay? Gentle music from Suresh Bhai. Thank you. And clear? Your five qualities, five affirmations, five different affirmations, but write each one three times. So it becomes in you, becomes in you. And write nicely, write beautifully. So it looks beautiful on the page. Take your time. Enjoy the feeling. And as you finish writing, just take a moment to absorb the energy of those affirmations. And just absorb for a moment the truth in those affirmations. Baba bestows through the best in me, and I have carried the best in me from the beginning of the cycle until the very end. And the reason it has lasted that long is because it had Baba's power in it. It had pure power in it. And it is what Baba is filling with power now. These same qualities. Do they feel true to you, the affirmations you just wrote? Do they feel true? For some? For most? Okay. So Baba bestows. The bestower uses the best in all of us. And so my partnership with Baba is based on me giving him everything, giving him my complete self, including all of Ravan's bits. And Baba, of course, gets rid of the Ravan parts, and he uses the beautiful part of me. And so my effort is to keep my eye on the best in me, to be in true partnership with Baba for the creation of a beautiful world. Thank you for being here. I hope that was okay. Is that okay for you? Yes. So, thank you for joining in and playing along with all of those activities. And I wish you a wonderful Holi and a wonderful lunch. And we'll see you again this evening. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Sister Judy, for such a thoughtful and wonderful, uplifting workshop. I hope we all enjoy it. So many takeaways, beginning with the antidote, cleaning the heart, affirmations, and also homework for us. So thank you once again. And just a little reminder for those who have taken the crayons, could you please get...